Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. We recently caught up with defensive end Connor Barwin, who's coming off a rookie campaign in which he had 4.5 sacks. We discussed how his offseason has gone and what he's doing to prepare for 2010. Fun times here with Connor Barwin, defensive end for the Houston Texans. It's summertime. You're done with minicamp. You're done with OTAs. You're getting ready for training camp. What's the next month hold in store for you?
Just a lot of lifting, trying to continue to get ready for the season as far as strength goes, and then probably just taper off a little bit right at the end of July to try to be fresh going into camp.
One of the subplots about your offseason was you did some boxing. You took up the sweet yep. science. Do you continue with that?
Well, I don't do it in Houston. I do it in Cincinnati. So I'll go back to Houston, back to Cincinnati to train a little bit before training camp, and I'll do it when I get back to Cincinnati. But I don't know anybody in Houston that does it, and my coach that I've been doing with it is in Cincinnati, so I do it just when I go back there.
And the coach in Cincinnati, is he a pure boxing guy? Does he have any idea about what it might do to help you in the NFL?
Well, he's a pure boxing guy, but, we've sat down and had conversations on what I can do to kind of make it carry over more to football. And really this last summer, we've kind of changed things up a little bit. Instead of just purely boxing, we've done a lot of stuff that is directly into, pass rush moves and things like that. So hopefully it'll help.
Were you able to see much of it in OTAs, or is it still kind of too limited to really see it take effect?
Well, it's hard to tell. It's not going to be, black and white. You just see, oh, that was what I did. It's kind of just like you just feel better out there on the field. And whether you know it was from boxing or a year of development or what, I can't really say what it was exactly, but I know OTAs were, I played better football than I was last year, so I don't know exactly what it was. Hopefully the boxing helped a little bit.
Now that you're doing better, playing better through those OTAs, what sort of stuff is Coach Kolar, your position coach, saying he wants you to work on?
It's the same thing. It's just overall. You got to get better at everything. Continue to be, more aggressive at the line of attack. You can always work on your pass rush. No matter what, you just continue to work on them. And then, just continue to work on first and second down and be better at, stopping the run, so to speak.
Let's talk about some of the guys that you play next to on the interior of the line. You just finished a live chat with HoustonTexans.com. You brought up Antonio Smith. You brought up Sean Cody. Good players, very, very helpful to the team.
But
pretty funny guys, too, right?
Well, in the live chat, somebody asked me who was the funniest guy on our team, and without a doubt, it's Antonio Smith.
Why?
Because he just is such a unique character. Who he is just so interesting, and it just makes you laugh. Where he comes from, how he got there, everything about him is so unique that he really just has a great personality. He's really fun to hang out with, and is genuine in everything he says and does. So that's what makes him, kind of funny, just kind of the way he carries himself. And then Cody is funny, but, he thinks he's a stand-up comedian. So a lot of times, it's not that funny. But he still has some good material. So he's close second behind Antonio Smith.
So it's a pretty good time on the Texans' defensive front. Well, Connor, we really appreciate your time today. We hope you have a great month off and look forward to seeing you again at the start of training camp.
Look forward to it. Thank you.